Hi everybody, I'm at the Open Smart Grid platform and I'm talking to...
Sonny Yonsa.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
You're a new project here to FOSDEM this year. Can you tell us, give me an idea of what Open Smart Grid is and what you're trying to do with it?
Open Smart Grid is essentially an IoT gateway to control a lot of devices. And we use it for our own operation within Alliander, a Dutch grid utility company.
So you're the people who maintain the wires and the pylons and bring power into our homes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The power distribution part. So so we don't do production, we do power distribution.
Yeah.
And to do that, we need a lot of control, a lot of devices, like grid automation, smart meters, but also public lighting for municipalities.
Yeah.
And that's where the project started. Municipalities wanted to have more control over their streetlights switching schedules.
Yep.
So we're going to replace ripple control technology with the Open Smart Grid platform and a lot of devices in the field, which give municipalities more control over their own switching scheme.
What was the ripple control?
Ripple control is basically a technology where pulse is sent over the grid. Over the 50 hertz grid, and then a lot of devices in the grid pick up that signal, and then they know I have to switch or I have to set a different tariff, etc.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty old school technology, and it's pretty one way and not so sophisticated.
So everything is just listening to the power grid fluctuations and then do something based on that.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between that and the Open Smart Grid platform? How does presumably it's two-way communication then?
Yeah, with the Open Smart Grid platform, we're going to build in modems into the devices.
Yeah.
And that modem and that device is connected to the Open Smart Grid platform. And the Open Smart Grid platform acts as a gateway between the applications and all those devices. So,
how does it physically do the communication back? Also over the grid?
No, it is a TCP/IP over a separate telecom network.
Okay, and so now, but that's going to give you an overhead, like every street light's going to need to have some sort of communication device?
Well, the idea is to switch a whole bunch of street lights at once.
So you're not going down to street light level, you're going to street level, for example.
Yeah, that's what we're offering municipalities nowadays as well, but now it's built on the ripple control technology.
Okay. And so what's the benefit for you? You're a power distribution network. What's the benefit for you in doing this?
Well, we want to make it open source, so others can join the development. Because I think there are a lot of organizations who have to manage a lot of devices.
Yeah.
And I think the Open Smart Grid platform can help with them. And by making it open source, we also try to stimulate innovation and work together with others.
Are you coming up with your own technology, or are you using any of the standards and that you've had before?
In the protocol terms, we use the standards used in our smart grid field. So most of them are IEC standards.
Yeah.
But we try to use other standards as well in the more technology sphere.
So it's not an invented here thing. If there's a standard already available, you'll incorporate that.
Yeah. Because then it gives us more market choice to select more. We have more choice in selecting devices. Yeah.
Okay, well, as we were talking earlier, I was bringing up the fact that everybody in Europe is going to have a smart meter put into their homes. I wonder, could you give me what's the idea behind the reasoning of that, and will they also be controlled by Open Smart Grid?
Last year we added the smart metering domain. So if people listening who have millions of smart meters, they can use this Open Smart Grid platform to control them all.
Okay. So is there anything else that you want to talk to me about, or anything? What are you hoping to achieve here by coming to FOSDEM?
We hope to get more spread the word about the Open Smart Grid platform, and especially organizations with a lot of devices who have struggling with managing them all and that kind of stuff. I hope that they join the Open Smart Grid platform development.
This would be also useful for somebody who a large factory or things like that, or that if you buy components that are Open Smart Grid compatible, that you could also use that in a smaller scale rather than like nationwide like you have.
I'm guessing.
You could use it for a smaller scale, but that's maybe it's a little bit overkill,
because
we're like I said, security is really a thing since we're a utility. Yeah. So we you lock up almost everything. So it takes you quite some time to develop stuff and make it work.
Yeah.
So for a smaller scale like factories, I think it's could be some overkill.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about a large scale, then it could be very interesting to make that investment.
Okay. When I was doing the research for this here, I was a bit surprised to see that a big, what I would call a traditional Dutch company, would be involved in open source. Can you tell me how did that happen? Who was able to influence the organization? Was it a hard sell? Was it an easy sell? Was it, maybe you can't say too much about it, but...
No, it was me.
It was you.
I was already a big fan of open source before I joined Aleander.
Yeah.
So then at a certain point I thought, well, let's start to do some evangelism.
Yeah.
So I give presentations to a lot of guys, and then I came across the Open Smart Grid platform. So I said to the colleagues, hey, I can find it on GitHub, so how open is open? So, and then they said to me, oh, Sander, you need to help us.
Yeah.
What is open source? Yeah, so how does it work? Yeah, and then we went to OSCON.
Yeah.
And then they thought, yeah, well, this is it. Open source is the way to go.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I'm pushing. Because we're also a utility company owned by the public, by the government. So I think this is also a way to give back to the societies, to our investment. Yeah. But it takes a lot of talking, and not every utility is very into open source right now. But it's getting there. But if you like to get more in contact with us, feel free to email us or fire a GitHub issue.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking the time.